ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a question which a lot of people ask. And this question is about a topic called ignoring sin, or we call taghaful in Arabic. You know, a lot of times people ask, they say that we've heard certain stories about Imam Ali alayhi salam, that when he would pass a certain place where a sin was taking place, he would ignore it, or that the Prophet would send him to a certain place to investigate whether a sin was being performed in that place, and the imam would you know, kind of ignore the sin going on, but he would close his eyes, or he would announce in a loud voice that he was coming and give the people a chance to stop sinning. I think these kind of things kind of have been mentioned, and it kind of indicates that this is something positive. And but people ask, well, how does this tie up with Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar, enjoining the right and forbidding the evil? On the one hand, we should, you know, try to prevent people from sinning. At the same time, these kind of, you know, events which have been related indicate that you know, it's good to ignore what's going on. You know, how do we reconcile these conflicting recommendations, right? Right, so in general terms, we can say that ignoring this kind of sins and these kind of faults of people can be divided into two categories. In a certain cases, and these all depend on the conditions, you know, that are in which they're happening. And so we have a hadith which has been related from Imam the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Imam Ali, Imam Sajjad, Imam Baqir, Imam Sadiq. All of these people, all of these holy people, have mentioned this. In this hadith, right, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and, you know, the other imam, they said that living with people in a peaceful manner is a pact that you make with them. Two-thirds of which is awareness. It's tied up with awareness. And one-third of it is ignorance. I mean, so two-thirds of it is being aware of what's going on and, you know, observing, making sure that there's, you know, corruption is not occurring. You know, and here's where the Amr bil Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar comes in. And one third of it is ignoring, you know, people's faults, ignoring their sins, ignoring their mistakes. So this first part of the hadith points towards that that negative ignorance of people's faults and mistakes, and the second part of it to the positive one. So these two are capable of being combined without any contradiction arising, right? It all depends on the conditions, right, in which you know, they are the sin and the mistake is occurring. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at ignoring people's faults and sins. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussain Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.